Let's just say together, hallelujah. Can we do that? Can we say it again? Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? I just feel a right uplift hearing that song. Being able to cry out, hallelujah. I am no longer lost. I am saved. I've got some briefcases. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, briefcases were the in thing. Especially if you worked in the city or in an office. And I've got, I didn't bring my one this morning because I asked people to let me borrow some. And I've got a number with me, so I thought I don't need to bring my one. But so I've got a couple of briefcases. Now, how do you think, Ben, how do you think somebody should walk if they've got a briefcase? Huh? Funny? Thanks, Ben. Is it sort of like this then? Yeah, cool. Okay, thanks a lot, Ben. That's great. So I'm going to leave that one there. And then I've got another one. This is a nice one. This is a very posh one. Look at that, it's shiny. Look at that, very lovely, isn't it? Do you like that? Like the look of that one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Jude, do you want to turn? Oh, look at that. Oh, yes. Lovely. Do you want to, you can take a seat if you like, because then you can see what's going on. Lovely. So we've got another one. Again, Jude, how are we going to walk this time? Let's walk together. Let's walk. Can you walk as well, Ben? Yes, because obviously sitting down is really awkward. I know that. Because I'm a bit of a fidget, my wife tells me. So we walk. Are you a businessman, Ben? Can you walk like a businessman? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're dancing like a businessman. Okay. Brilliant. Okay. So that's another case. And I've got another one here. This is a bit of a different style. More of a satchel style. Autumn's going, I'm not impressed with that one. Not impressed. And again, I think I would hold this one a bit higher. And I'd be walking like... Is that how you'd walk? No? Okay. So that's that one. It's going to fall over. Should we find another one? Because I've got loads here. Ah, this one. This is more of a sack. This one, I think, this would be like this.
It's a man bag.
A man bag. Well, it's actually a lady's bag, but yes, somebody from the church. So, come with me. I'm not letting you near the fan. Here we go. Up your step. Up your step. He wants you to hold his hand, Ben. There we go. So we would walk like this, I think. Am I staying here tonight? No. Brilliant. So this is not a bad one. Do you like this one, Ben?
Yeah.
You like that? Good. That's a favourite of Ben's. So there's another one. And then we've got another... Oh, you're coming with... Sorry. I forget you like to come. And we've got another one, which is a bit of a... It's a cross between a satchel. It's a nice material. Will you feel that one? Is that nice?
Yeah.
Jude, should we follow? Do you want to feel this one? Can you rub that one? Yeah. Very nice. Would you like to rub that one? Just have a bit of it. It's nice, isn't it? It's got a real like. I'll go to Paul again. Feel that, Paul. You want to have a? Okay. That's lovely. That's quality. Quality. This one. So this is a nice bag. Yep. Up there, you can see that. Yep. So there's another one. And then you got this. This would be often, again, this is, I've got people who do go to work with, and like, yeah, so that's, there are people that do go to work with shopping bags. Who said me? You put your lunch in, yeah, yeah. So we've got that one as well. Now, you might be going, well, that's really interesting, Nick. What's that got to do with? Well, the thing is, they look really, some of these look really, really smart, don't they? Like, this one looks really nice. This one looks really posh. Should we have a look inside it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look inside it. So if I do the releasing. Oh. Oh. I don't know what the number is because it's not mine. Oh. Let's go up one. No, down. Oh, you're here. Oh, good. 3. Thanks. Slightly panic. I thought, don't touch the numbers. And I hadn't. Right then, here we go. Should we see what's inside this case? Right, let's have a look. Oh, how'd you get into it? Like that. There we go. Ooh. What's that? What's that? What did you say? It's chips. Fancy having cold chips. Look at that. Yeah. They're not very nice. So, even though it's a nice looking case, it's got a bit of a manky chips in. In a bag, by the way. So let's open this one. Show it now. Which way does this open? Here we go. Are you ready? Right. What's inside this one? What's that? Well done. Look. But they look a bit like... Do they look like they're really nice, or... Do they look nice?
No.
No, they don't. They look...
They're not
clean. No, they look crushed. Yeah. There we are. Go and take them to your mum. There we are. Have some crushed tomatoes. They're sealed in a bag, so it should be fine. Right, and then we got another one. Should we check inside this one? Here we go. Right, here's another one. Do you want to pull out that one? What's that? What is that? Manky crisps. Do you think that's... Should we try one? Ben takes after my man after my own heart. Oh, I don't care. Just been on the floor for 15 minutes doesn't bother me. No, it's not crisps. No, come here. It's all right. I'm not going to get to eat them. They're tea bags. Used. Yeah, used tea bags. What's wrong with that? You can get at least 2 cups out of each one. Those as well. So we've got some dirty tea bags. Let's open another one. Because it looks lovely. Got to have something nice in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's... Maybe potato chip. Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want some potato crisps. No. Should we have a look?
Manky.
Yeah, it's half eaten. You know, it's
an apple.
It is an apple, but it's like half eaten. And they're going brown. Not really that nice, is it? All right, put it up, sorry. There we are. Some manky apple. Manky apple. I'm not eating it. And then we got another one here. Let's have a look in this one here. Right, oh. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Manky bread.
Manky bread.
No, it hasn't
wet. It hasn't gone green. No, it's not good. It's not that manky. Let's have a look. It's not too bad, but it's not great. Not great. So that's great. And then let's check in the really basic bag, because this is going to have rubbish in, isn't it? Should we have a look?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. It's got a cassette. Anybody here remember cassette albums?
Is it Bugs Fizz?
No, it's not Bugs Fizz, it's Level 42.
Oh.
How dare you? It's my favourite group. Level 42, that's a treasure to me. I went to see them in concert. Yeah, I did. But then there's even something more valuable in this bag. You'd think it wouldn't be. Look, shall I show you what's inside there? Let's have a look. I'll come down first. Oh, here we are. It says here, what does it say? United Kingdom Gold Proof Sovereign 3 Coin Collection. Shall we have a look?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Oh, sorry. Okay, we'll turn it round. Turn it round. Where's the camera? If I put it there, then you can zoom in, potentially. Oh, wrong way. Oh, no. There. If I just keep it still. Let's just keep it still. There. Sort of thing is... Anyway, it's very posh. This was given to me when my nan died as a memory. And it's like some coins. They're gold sovereigns. And they're quite, they're worth a little bit of money. So therefore, you're not going to get to keep these. But anyway, so that's a nice, that's amazing to think that was in that rough bag, wasn't it? Would you have thought that? Ben's like, I don't know. What's the answer meant to be? The answer would be no. You wouldn't really expect to find that in a bag.
Yes.
No. So, right, do you want to go and sit down? Thank you so much for looking in my bag. Now, I'm going to get rid of that now. So, you get some really nice cases, and you think, oh, bound to be nice stuff in there. Really, really posh cases. This one's got to have quality stuff in it. But it didn't. You know, you'd be like, oh, yes, the person who owns this is going to be posh. Well, that's actually Jackie's. Okay, so if it was Ian, no. No, this is Jackie's. So, okay, but we've got, you know, you would think, wouldn't you? Now, in the Bible, there's a story, excuse me, and I'm going to read it to us from 1 Samuel, and it says this. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I've rejected him as king? Fill your horn with oil, be on your way, because I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've chosen one of his sons to be king. But Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hears about it? He'll kill me. The Lord said, take a heifer, which is a cow, with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And then invite Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. Excuse me. Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled because Samuel was a prophet. And they were like, oh no, do you come in peace? Samuel replied, yes. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before me. Eliab was one of Jesse's sons, and he was like, just like me. Amazing. Beautiful. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord's not chosen him. Jesse then had Shammah pass. But Samuel said, no, has the Lord chosen him? I was like, really? So he asked Jesse, are all these your sons? Because there was a number of others that went through. And no. And he said, are you sure? Have you got any more? And Jesse then said, oh, well, there is one more. There's one more. The youngest. He's tending the sheep. And Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. That's a bit, you know, we're not going to sit down till this bloke arrives. Well, how far away is he looking after sheep? So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health. Not like me. Glowing with health. And fine appearance, handsome features. The Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. Briefcases, really, they just have a task, don't they, to carry something. You get your work and you take it with you. But often, sometimes you go, wow, it looks amazing on the inside, outside. And all it's probably got inside is a pad of paper and a pen. Or whatever you need to do for your work. And the problem is that if we think about ourselves, we can often look at the outside and go, wow, that Nick's really intelligent. Look at him. I'm not bad. I haven't got any water. Do you know what? OK. Kate, I'm going to use your water. Look around the room. Look up. Yeah, if you're upstairs, look at each other in the. Look at the people next to you. Aren't they good? And the problem is that we can compare ourselves, can't we, to each other and go, wow, I wish I was like that. I wish I was like that. God looks at the outside, but he also looks at the inside. He looks at what makes you you, your heart. What is your direction? What is your leading? David, though, yeah, he looked all right, but he wasn't as big or as old as his brothers. His heart was what God was looking at. And God was going, this man will lead the people well. Now, you may or may not know Jesus. And maybe you think to yourself, actually, God's not going to be, he's not interested in me. If he looks at what's inside me, I am nothing. In fact, I'm disgusting. And maybe some of you feel like that this morning. Or maybe you just think, actually, oh, God wouldn't be interested in me because I've got no value. But actually, God is very much interested in you. He has your best interests at heart. He is looking for you. He is searching for you. If you don't know him, he knows you. Whether you've acknowledged him as Lord of all in your life or not, he knows you. He is in that ball pit hunting you down. Because he wants you for himself. He wants you to be one of his children. I'm one of his children. He looked for me. And he invited me to follow him. And I said yes. Does it make me perfect? No. But what I do know is that God is interested in me. And there are times when I feel a bit like I'm worth nothing. I am useless. You might see that sometimes on my PowerPoints when my English isn't the greatest. The grammar's not quite right. My wife is nodding. But actually, God doesn't look at my grammar. God doesn't go, well, Nick, you've blown that. Sorry, the apostrophe's not in the right place. Or whatever. I don't even know if that's the right thing. I'm not, like I said, I'm not very good with English. But what is interesting is that actually God doesn't care. God's going, let's keep going, Nick. Let's keep moving forwards. As long as you say, yeah, I'm sorry if I do something wrong. Because we all do something wrong, don't we? We all do. God is interested. God is there. Just like this is a treasured thing to me. We are treasures to him. He's got a briefcase with us all in. And he opens it up and goes, look at them. Oh, they're my favourites. The only thing is, he's got all of us in his briefcase. My auntie says, you're my favourite nephew. But I know, she says to my other brothers, you're my favourite nephew. God says that to each of us. You're my favourite. Paul, you're my favourite. Kate, you're my favourite. Autumn, you're my favourite. Hayley, you're my favourite. God says that. Felicity, you're my favourite. That's what God says. Because we are all his treasure. And this morning, if you remember nothing else from this morning, I want you to remember you are his favourite. Please. Because you are his favourite. He cherishes you. You see, God sees who we are, and no matter how we really feel, how we think, he loves us. I want us to take a moment to consider, in the world with so many voices saying, you are of no value, I want you to hear the whisper of God. as he says to you, you are of infinite value. Allow me into your life and allow me to mend your brokenness. Let's take a moment just to be quiet. Father, I thank you that we are all your favourites and that you love us even when we make mistakes. You love us even if we don't know you. And Lord, I pray now for anybody who is in that boat who doesn't yet know you, I pray that they would come to a place of discovering you, because you are the greatest thing, the best treasure we could own. So Father God, be with us this morning and in this week, and just remind us when we are perhaps feeling a bit low, of little value, that actually to you we are of great value. What the world says is nothing compared to what you say. Bless us, I pray. In your mighty name. Amen.